This is really disappointing. So
it's a slow build.
I mean, yeah. I don't know who's at fault. Yeah,
no one's at fault.
I have to. The wife keeps telling me I need to practice non-attachment, like just like not trying to assign blame to everybody. That's gonna be a hard habit to break.
You can't teach an old dog new tricks, I guess.
No, I'm old.
There you go. Is this to your liking, sir?
It is now, because
we are the champions.
You really shouldn't
my
feel
friend.
Okay, never mind. I was gonna say he shouldn't feel compelled to sing along, but then you just kind of make it worse.
Oh yeah,
jumping right on board. Well, we are the champions.
We are
the goddamn champions of the world.
The deck.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
That's the best yes chant we've done ever. This is the king shit for me. I don't know if we've really discussed it on the show. The Caps thing is huge. The Nats thing is
huger.
King shit. This is huger. It's more huger.
It's huger. It's more bigger.
It's girthier than the Caps win. But yeah, a very appropriate song. We were trying to, I was surprised Jack came dick waggling through the door with no clue what song to play, but he had all his Nats gear that he's ever purchased in his
everything.
Life.
I'm sure that's like a champ shirt underneath that, too.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was just kidding.
Yeah. I was about to buy that at the airport, but I was like, I can wait a few weeks.
Suck it.
That's so funny.
Why are you cursing? What the?
I didn't curse. I just said suck it.
Well, who are you saying suck it to?
I don't know.
Yeah, suck it to me, apparently.
Suck it to me.
Suck it to me. Anyways, let's just ramble for a bit.
Has it sunk in yet?
It really hasn't, honestly. We can talk about, we're going to talk about this in depth.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We can save it for that, then.
Sure. But we can just bask in the song at the very least. The dulcet sounds of Freddie Mercury, God rest his soul. Can I just say, that's now become a movie that I will watch without fail. If it's on TV, I'm watching Bohemian Rhapsody.
I still haven't seen it. I need to watch it.
I should just point my...
No bueno?
I haven't seen it. I'm with you. What?
I'm going to talk to you, because I can't talk to them about anything I'm even remotely interested in, because the wrestling stuff, Jack's just trolling me. I talk about movies. You guys haven't seen any of them. It's
smart.
Fine. I'm...
Smart. Smart. Smart.
I have my friend here on the YouTube.
The YouTubes.
You're going to be the one I talk to when it comes to movies. Oh, Christ. All right. That was pointless. All right.
We are the champions.
Beautiful. Start the show. From the Bad Slant Studios inside Eddie's room, this is the Bad Slant Podcast. Who knew? Hope you had fun taking a hiatus from your boys as far as new content, but I am the hashtag moderator. We back. He's just Jack.
Yo.
The Iceman cometh on
That's
the ones
good.
And twos. You can find us on badslant.com, on Instagram and Twitter at badslant. Thank you for watching us live on the YouTube. You are my friends, my movie friends. We're going to talk
Hello.
A lot in the days and weeks coming ahead. But if you're listening on the podcast, I assume it's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, CastBox, and Pandora.
Yay!
We appreciate it all the same. Leave us a 5-star review, subscribe, do the whole thing, and support your boys. Badslant.com/support. It's a very simple website to get to, but you can do a whole myriad of things that will help you boys out keeping this show moving forward. And I think I hit all the
and
I think I got everything.
You did.
You did.
Almost, right?
Almost. But we do have a target item of the week. It's the Quip electric toothbrush.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. It's the rage, is it not? It's really archaic to have a regular old toothbrush, and Quip is the They have been the new kid on the block, but now they're like pervasive. They're everywhere. They've even eclipsed the bigger guns that have been in the game for a while. But
Sonicare,
those guys, yep. But you can get equipped for starting at $25.
Nice.
And I think it's even cheaper for the kids' toothbrushes. But
it's $25.
Okay. All right. You know better than I.
Starting at $25.
Okay, but you had some interaction with the folks at Quip in the last week or so.
Yeah. So I was an ex Sonicare user, and my battery died. Like, that was the first time a battery died in a Sonicare. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go out and get another one. And then you go to the store now, and you just get bombarded with Quips everywhere. And I'm like, what is this Quip? So I started looking it up. Turns out that it's kind of cool because it's a smaller form factor. It's not this big thing. I'll give it to Sonicare. They're the brushing stroke thing, the motor that's in there is way stronger than the Quip. But
it's like a Motorola flip phone,
right? but the Quip is cool because it's thin, it's powered on just like a regular like AAA. So if your battery dies, you just pop another one of those babies in. But what differentiates the Quip from Sonicare is it's all like a subscription plan.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So they like, you know, I'm sure everybody forgets to replace their toothbrush heads or just replace their toothbrushes in general, like on a normal cadence. So
every 6 months, as they recommend.
No,
I heard they send it to you every 3 months, right?
Every 3 months.
Oh,
and so
my teeth are jacked.
So the thing with the Quip is like when you buy the toothbrush, they give you like your first renewal, like you refill the toothbrush heads for free. And then from there, you get on this subscription plan, like $5 every replacement or something.
Yeah, every
like that.
Quarter. Gotcha. Yes, yeah, that's not bad.
So are you on the train now?
I am. So I tried it out, and I thought it was legit. You know, going against like the big dog that's been around for such a long time, and like this is nice, and I like that they send me shit. You know, like just I always forget. So I was really happy with them. I like the product. I like that it's timed and the pulses change.
Oh, they tell you when to switch.
They tell me when to switch from like the top left to top right. So I was like, this is dope, man. So I reached out to them. I was like, hey, you know, we do a podcast. I love your product. I switch from Sonicare. I'm not asking for anything, but I love just to help push your product and get your name out there. And they responded totally different than any other.
They said kick rocks, right?
No, every other sponsor.
No, that's everyone else. Yeah.
That, everyone else told us just to, you know.
We're used to that one.
Yeah.
You know, it's not you, it's me, you know. It's a lot of that. So they were really nice.
Okay,
they're
Costanza.
They're like, you know, just we appreciate it. They're going to pass us over to the marketing team where they handle all the advertising budget. But in the meantime, they said, here, we want to send you a bunch of stuff.
What?
I thought they were going to send us a toothbrush.
Pull your pits back up.
Yeah, I thought they were going to send us a toothbrush and stuff, but they didn't. But I still got to give them a shout-out.
They sent us refills.
No
toothbrush.
One toothbrush
so
to share.
They sent us a handwritten note.
Oh,
which is really cool.
That's actually really cool.
It's really sweet. They sent us a cool little Quip bag.
Okay.
You guys can check that out. They sent us some, I don't know, little decal things to stick all over our stuff to support the brand. But
okay.
I'm not going to say it's everything, but I think it's a good gesture. I think
that's cool.
Just for them not telling us to kick rocks and that's the end of the communication. But
don't
for
pound
them,
sand is what they said.
But for them to actually write us a note and send us some stuff just out of courtesy and for reaching out and being willing to support their product, you know, I thought it's a great gesture. So
it's pretty cool, man.
Huge shout out to Quip. Thank you so much. Thanks for the swag. And
check them out. I think if you're in the market for teeth cleaning devices, you could do worse than Quip. So it's a cool move on the part of the brand to reach out and not tell us to pound sand.
Yeah.
Speaking of branding, I'll pause real quick. So. In honor of the beer tender, a quick rundown for where we're going to go. I'll make this declaration here now. this will be the last time we talk gnats for a very long time, because we have beat this horse to death, and with good reason.
Good reason. I mean, my God.
Obviously.
They are the world champions. I think we made that very clear at the open of the show, but the seam head talk can be a bit much for folks, so we'll start there, but then I think there's some controversy brewing. I was a part of a... I wasn't even a part of this podcast that was aired recently, but apparently I had a role in it that ICE found controversial in some manner. We'll recap my trips around the southeast of this great fine country, and perhaps we'll talk a little fried chicken.
Yeah,
if you guys are in the mood, because I'm always in the mood for fried chicken. We'll backtrack just a hair. So we are the District of Champions. Are you going to play the song again?
I am.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. that's not the song.
It's a better song.
I much prefer this.
Oh, yeah.
I think we were pretty dour when it came to the issue of the Nats last week. The last time we talked about them.
When did we speak? It was with Uncle Phil.
Actually, no. We were actually on a high.
No. We were on a high. We won the first two.
Right.
And then that was going into the weekend.
Yeah,
correct.
Of
you know what
the homestand. And it was three straight losses.
The homestand of which we will never mention ever again.
I mean, you should talk about it. I mean, briefly, they lost all three games, scored like, what, three runs?
If that. Yeah, it was exasperating to see.
It was the worst stretch of baseball I'd ever seen in a long time.
Imagine, like... It's a roller coaster ride, literally. So you're riding the Terminator, and then, like, you're as high as you can go, and then you hit the drop, and then we just black out. The three games they played here in D.C. was us blacking out.
It was terrible.
Like,
do you remember our conversation on the podcast? We all thought that they would not go back to St. Louis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
Houston.
Who would bet?
Whatever.
Yeah. If they went to St. Louis, they'd have been screwed.
Like, hey, where's the other team?
Man.
But who would have guessed that, like, come on.
They lost those three games in the worst fashion possible.
Everybody would have put money on the Nats winning at least two out of three.
But I think we're all fixating on the game three being the point where they needed to just choke out the Houston Astros.
But they didn't.
Yeah, they allowed them to walk up the cage, as it were, and then get back to a standing position and put up a good fight. And they did. They whomped the Nats' asses for three games in a row. And
that was a beatdown.
None of the games were close. Did we realize that? None of the games were close.
No, not none of the seven games.
No. Except the first one. Sorry, the first one ended 5-4.
Yeah, because they came back. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they got ahead pretty big in that one as well.
Well, once there was a lead change in a game, that was it.
Yeah.
There was no coming back. There was
the momentum shift.
Momentum. Yeah.
Is that from Fresh Prince? Momentum? I don't know.
Momentum.
Yeah. But it was surprising to see the Nationals bullpen come through in the spots that they did, because you didn't see lead changes once they got to those latter innings, like 7, 8, 9. They had to build the airplane while they were in the air, but they did it, and they got to a point where they were on the precipice in 6 and then 7.
It's weird, because weren't they like the...
They were the worst bullpen I've ever
right?
seen in my life.
Like, that's all I've been hearing all season long.
And
just like
the numbers actually statistically backed it up. And,
yeah, they were terrible.
And then they traded for three guys who are built like we are, and somehow those guys helped fortify this mishmash of hard throwers who can't find the strike zone. It's the weirdest
Tanner
damn
Rainey.
Thing. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, shout out to Tanner Rainey.
No, I mean, so...
Tanner for Tanner.
The bullpen was terrible at home, right? Because they had to go to the bullpen. Because in a 7-game series, you're going to have to go to the bullpen, and they did. And they did not show well. So when they go back to Houston, and they mashed the bullpen again, right? Like, that's how they got through the series, was they used Corbin. Was it Game 7 where they pulled him out of...
6. Actually, no, I'm sorry.
It was 7.
Seven.
Yeah, with Max starting.
We can talk about that in a second.
So, shout out to Davey Martinez. He pushed all the right buttons, made all the best strategic moves to be able to mask that bullpen and use it as sparingly as possible, mm-hmm. and just go to their horses. Daniel Hudson, Doolittle, and then Corbin out of the bullpen. He had, what, 5 appearances in this World Series? This is like, it's crazy.
Corbin did?
Yeah. Coming out of the bullpen. But at home, he was terrible. When he started, he gave up 4 runs.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. I mean, but...
He's not our starter, man. Yeah. He can't rely on him.
He's here for five years. I think you need to realize he is a starter, and two, he's going to be here for 5 years.
Yeah. No.
Collecting, I don't know, like another $120
million.
He
doesn't do well.
But Houston was a really good team. They're a really good hitting team. Their lineup is pretty sick.
I need you to just remember game four against the Cardinals, where he was mowing them down for about five innings.
And then
he started to tweak out because somebody was huffing paint and just like screwed up his whole cadence for that entire game. But I think he's going to work out in the long run. It's just, I felt like it was just too much too soon for him being tossed into the fires of the postseason.
Oh, sure. He needs another pitch. So he's got the fastball slider to the right-handers. Then he needs a change. I think John Smoltz talked about it a lot. He needs a changeup to be able to keep them off balance. Because everyone, if they know when he's up, let's say in the count, 1-2, and you're right-handed, there's a slider coming. So you can just lay off of it.
This is why Liam thinks he knows stuff about baseball.
Because he does!
He can't remember where the pitches are when they get hit out of the park.
Hey!
He knows everything about Patrick Corbin's cadences and pitch.
Relax.
It's cool. But no, he was actually a hero for the series. Actually, for the entire damn playoffs, if we're being completely honest.
Yeah.
He showed up big, and I advocated for him to come out of the pen strictly.
That's true. You're right about that.
From the NLCS going forward, because he looked shaky coming in as a starter.
Yeah.
But when he's in for spot duty, like, he's just been lights out.
Lights out, man.
And the fact that they didn't have a reliable left-hander outside of Doolittle the entire stretch run made his role that much bigger. So when he could come in and do that role for them, it's huge. So he's going to be an unsung hero for this whole thing. Do you guys remember? I know you know where you were when this series closed.
Know.
Where was Jack watching?
Yeah, where were you? Both of you guys.
I was at home with my wife.
Okay. She watching?
She watched all seven games of.
Oh
World
no
Series.
Way!
Yeah,
really?
Seriously,
that's awesome, man.
She actually understands the game of baseball more so than I anticipated. Shout out to her because I wasn't.
Was she into it too?
Yeah, she was really into it. So
that's awesome.
So
man.
I didn't have to like say, hey, he's up 1-2 or what the count is, blah, blah, blah. She actually got it. Yeah, she got it. So
oh,
I was
man.
Like, great.
She's like, Altuve needs to open up his stance.
I don't think it was that, but she understood. Like, she would look at someone's way. She's like, oh, he's a really good hitter. I'm like, yeah.
Man.
So, yeah, it was good.
Yep, his name's
that's
Juan
awesome,
Soto.
Yeah, she was like, he's really good. And then we talked a bit about him, Soto earlier in the playoffs, you know, his in between. Yeah, the nut grabbing. I was like, I enjoy every
moment. I really
missed
that.
I did. And I was like, well, she was like, why isn't he doing it anymore? I was like, well, because, you know, they kind of told him to tone it down, so it's cool.
Goddamn Midwesterners told him to tone it down. Oh, asshole.
So what, from that, he just stopped all.
They called him out on it, man.
He did it a few times, right?
He did it a few times. I don't think he was as brazen as in the earlier portions of the playoffs, where he was basically just cupping himself. But that's where I was at. How were you?
I unfortunately did not have the luxury of being in the comfort of my own home. I was on a bird flying down to Columbia, South Carolina.
Did they actually show the game?
I'm going to tell you this. It's the worst goddamn luck ever. My flight was at 10 p.m.
What?
On a Wednesday night. Like the
that's
night
like
of
the
game
middle
seven.
Of the game.
How, midst of the game.
How you could, like, there's no worse way you could, like, draw this up if you're a sports fan. Game 7 on a Wednesday night is the night that I had to fly out of town for work. I'm at Dulles, and I find myself watching the game on the phone because, you know, it's probably scattershot everywhere. It's fine. It's on delay. I can watch it. I'll stay away from social media. I'm watching. I'm eating a shove of Smashburger down my throat in 5 minutes and chug a beer.
Nice.
And then it's like 9:45 at that point. Still haven't boarded the plane. It's sixth inning of the game. Nat's still down.
Are they not showing the game, like, on every TV?
It's in bars. But it's not in the wing of the airport that I'm in. They're not TVs everywhere. Like, there may have been one bar that people already huddled around.
Yeah.
There was no shot your boys getting through there.
Man.
Unless I was much more attractive. So I'm watching on my phone, and I'm dying a thousand deaths because it's the bottom of the sixth. And they're getting mudded out by Zach Greinke.
Yeah.
With every pitch, it just gets worse and worse and worse. There's no hope for offensive output at any point. And then at that point, I'm on the plane. Like, I think Jake Mariznick has hit a single for the Astros, and they're threatening in the sixth. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So I just hit record on the phone, I'll say it. I'll let the DVR gods handle it. When I get to Colombia, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to figure it out. I touch down an hour later. A whole ass hour.
Oh,
and I'm
my
like,
God.
I could flip the phone on right here and see what's doing, but.
Did you?
I'm going to wait.
Oh,
I'm going to try to wait.
That's a lot of self-control, man.
Yeah, so the phone's holstered. Seriously. And I'm like, all right, we're good. I'm waiting to get off the plane. All of a sudden, I feel hands on my shoulder. I'm like, what? Like, I don't know anybody on this plane. I'm a solo traveler.
What were you wearing?
Were you wearing NAS gear?
I was wearing my gray Nationals hat.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So this hand reaches through the seats behind me, and then he's like, hey, bud, the Nats are up 6-2. They're going to the top of the ninth.
Oh, shit.
In this moment, I had a decision. Am I going to rage out at this guy for telling me the good news but ruining the idea that I could watch
know.
The thing?
He didn't
exactly.
Know.
He didn't know. Or I could just be like, hey, man, thanks, man. That's really awesome. I was gracious enough to choose option B. And I was like, oh my God, are you kidding? Like, how? What? Huh? What? Huh? And then I flipped the phone open and then I start watching from that point forward. And
from the 6-2 forward? From the top of the ninth?
Top nine. Okay. The score is 6-2.
Oh, and, so you saw the end of the game.
Yes. So,
oh, man.
So I watched the entire ninth inning. I was
celebration.
Waiting. I was waiting for my bag to come off the jetway as the final out was being recorded. So imagine me standing like in a line of people waiting for their carry-on bags, and then just me silently fist pumping as they record the last out.
Husband just strikes out Brantley. Oh, amazing!
Yeah. Start throwing stuff.
He's like,
yeah. If you're watching on YouTube, it was this. This is me holding the phone. Last out.
That was it?
That was it?
That was it.
Whoa, that's pretty collected.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in a line in a different state, in a different city, alone. You can imagine I'm going to try to keep it within myself.
There was no other Nats fan
coming from Dulles?
Not a Nats fan in the house.
You gotta be kidding me,
that's
really?
That's insane.
They're probably insane.
I guess... A lot of them wouldn't be on a flight.
Yeah, they would be sitting and watching the game, right?
They would be canceling flights right
I'm
now.
I'm the asshole on the flight. That is an
answer. I mean, that's fine. I mean,
but that is very much my luck. That is the cooler in me, where I end up on the road for game 7.
ABAJ.
At least you got to still see the end of the game on your phone.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Ice. Where
Ice
were you?
Has the better story.
Yeah, you have the better story.
Oh, dude, I was at the park, man. So,
Nats Park.
So it was like, I want to say it was like Sunday when they released the viewing party tickets. So immediately I got the Tuesday tickets, and then I was talking to wifey, and then she was saying something about like, why'd you get Tuesday? I was like, that's all I saw.
Yeah, that's loser talk.
And then I was like, oh, actually.
Game 6.
I was like, actually, I wasn't even looking for a game 7. I was just like, I want the next game.
Well, because you don't know, right? Yeah. Because
so like,
game
let
6
me,
was still.
I was like, counting his chickens.
Yeah. So I was like, let me go back and double check.
Mojo.
And then when I went back, there was game 6 and 7 for the watch party. So I was like, okay, I'm going to grab those too. And, you know, as fate has it, we won game 6, so there was a game 7.
The Nats won.
Yeah, the Nats won game 6, obviously. I mean, but if
we're gonna
that
coach that out
that
of your
but that controversial call in
oh,
game 6.
Oh my God.
If that carried
that?
I saw 6. That was a fun
Can
night.
Can you believe that?
That was sick, dude. But it's fine.
Disgusting.
I mean, it didn't
so
affect the outcome of the
game,
right? Because Rendon is
Rendon
was the MVP of game 6 and 7. I mean, he
ball don't lie, man.
Yeah, ball don't lie.
You know, every hack sports fan in the world said that in that very moment,
yep.
Including myself.
Me
what,
too.
What, that ball don't lie?
Yeah. I was at the Big O and Duke studios, and all of a sudden, as that's happening, we lost our mind one when the call went the wrong way.
Sure.
And then as Rendon comes up and strokes that two-run home run, we're like, okay, ball don't lie! Woo!
Excellent.
Yeah. And but hearing that from you guys here now just tells me, okay, we're all happy.
Oh yeah. I think that was just
I'm
that,
glad
that's
though. I'm
the
glad.
Natural reaction to seeing that play.
The ball don't lie.
Just like,
yes.
Man, you suck it. So anyways, so since I had game 7 tickets, I was like, regardless whether I knew Agent John was flying out of town, so
out.
I was like regardless, I'm gonna go. Whether I have to sit by myself, I'm gonna go.
Sure.
But if I could find three more people to go with me, excellent. So I started calling around, and eventually I found three folks to go with me. Uncle Phil was one of them, which was awesome. So he
is that his name now? We decided that it's Uncle Phil. Okay, cool. Go ahead.
But dude, man, it was insane. It first started off. It was a rainy day, so I was like, "Oh, this is disgusting." Hence, of all days to go down to a watch party where you sit outside. It's not a covered stadium, you know. God damn. So we have to. So initially, when we got in. We got in a little late because we were drinking ahead of time, and then once we got in...
Shout out to the bullpen.
Yeah.
What?
So once we got in, all the covered seating that's underneath the upper levels were all taken.
Yeah, of course.
And they were blocking off
Whoa. You actually had to find your own seats?
Yeah, oh yeah. This was like first come, first serve, you know, wherever you find that's
yours.
This
is madness.
Yeah, so... A lot of people went in early to get
Lord
good
of the
seats.
Flies.
But at the time, it was only sprinkling. So when we got there, all the good seats that were covered were taken. So I was like,
shocker.
Let's just go sit outside. It's not a big deal. It's sprinkling a little bit. Everyone brought like umbrellas and ponchos. Let's just go sit outside.
Sprinkle a little bit, make a little love, get down tonight.
So we sat outside. And then the minute we sat down, it just started pouring.
Downpour.
Man. It just picked up.
Were you prepared for a downpour or no?
Not at all, man.
He was ill prepared.
I mean,
there was footage.
Ill prepared. Ill prepared. He's sick.
So after a while, we did watch some of the game outside, and it got to a point where we're like, what are we doing, man? Like, we have the ability to roam around the stadium right now. We don't have seats, so we can sit anywhere. We can find seats. So we're like, okay, let's get up. So then once we got up, we decided the smarter thing to do. Let's just drink. You know, everyone watching the same game.
When you have walking pneumonia, you just start drinking.
Just drink.
Whether you're sitting outside, whether you're sitting covered, whether you're in the concourse, everyone's watching a screen.
Sure.
So it's like, why does it matter where we're watching it? Because we're going to be watching a screen at the end of this. You know, at the end of the day,
there's nothing happening on the field.
So exactly. So it
you're
really
not
going to
lose any sight lines by watching a freaking screen.
Remind everybody of that small fact.
So. We got smart about it. So then from there, we just went wherever the beer took us, wherever the alcohol took us. So then we started hopping around. We started drinking. We saw TV. And then it started as the game went on. You know, it was early on. It was a little depressing.
Of course.
And we're like, it's going to be one of these games.
It's awful. Grinky was just feeling freaking fire.
And because of how the game was going, like we were drinking more and more. And we're just like, oh, God. Oh God,
we came all the way out here for this,
and then it started taking a turn, like
Rendon,
and then
hits that solo. It was really fast. The turn was very quick.
It was, oh my God, massively quick.
Rendon, right, and then Soto singled, or did he walk? Or whatever, he got on base. He walked. He got on base, and then Kendrick,
I remember Jack didn't.
I just know he got on base, and then Kendrick hits that opposite field,
that
and it
screamer
hit,
to right.
It hit the foul pole, and then it went boom. My wife goes,
isolate.
My wife goes, what does that mean? I go,
what does that mean?
I was like, that's a home run. I was dancing all over the place. My God. It's the best thing ever.
And that's how we do
insurance,
it.
Insurance, all that.
Are you playing two different songs at the same time?
I was trying
time?
To, but it wouldn't. But.
Are you DJ Geometrics? Like, are you going to cut this up?
So at the park, when Kendrick hit that home run.
Dude, don't understand, man. It went from just us being like a bunch of just us four
hooligans.
Drinking, and then all of a sudden we started attracting additional people because we were so hype. And then it became like everyone started surrounding us.
It was them. It was nothing else that was happening.
Nothing else
mattered.
And it became this big party where it became like a hug fest, man. And it was just like high fives, hugs. We were just like it was so. This is. One of the like happiest moments in life, man, where there was zero hate, you know, there was no judgment.
Sports bring people together, man.
It's so amazing, man. Like we're
as John Connor taught us, no hate but what you make.
there was a million hugs going out that night. There was a million high fives going out that night.
Of course, yeah, man.
And there was like. It was just like a lot of dancing. There was this other like father and son that was there by themselves, and he saw us being so happy, so he ended up joining us.
How great was he?
And then the son, initially he wasn't even into the game, and by the end of the game he was getting high fives and hugs from everybody too.
It just it rubs off.
And then
that kid's gonna grow up to be awful.
It was like it was.
He's only gonna know winners, you know.
He's spoiled, man. Yeah. If in his lifetime, I mean, I think if I had to guess, he was around like the 10 to 8 range. So in his lifetime, he had 3 championships already.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm sure he's
four,
really sitting
four
on
championships
that,
technically.
I'm sure he's really sitting on that Mystics win. Really reveling in that one.
But dude, it was amazing. So like how the game turned out. So it was like it was insane. And then
you clear out, right?
Immediately the rain stopped. So the party just like rushed out into the street.
It's go time.
Oh, then people started
on
climbing.
On M Street.
People started climbing the street lights and climbing cars.
Nice. They definitely did that for the caps.
Yeah, the copters was out with the spotlights. People was getting even more amped because they thought, like, spotlight!
It's about me.
Yeah, and then all...
We won!
all the local bars, the lines was, like, out the door, and they were, like, capping people coming in. They're like,
wow.
No, you can't go in. And it was nuts, man. It was mayhem.
Oh, you guys didn't get to the salt line, huh?
What's that?
That's a bar restaurant.
No,
like, right?
We maybe did not. No. Oh, maybe we did, but we just couldn't get in. We tried like 4 bars.
Damn.
I just want to get into Navy Yard Bonchon.
I think, dude, even the Bonchon had a line. It's amazing. Bonchon was our last resort.
They should
Bonchon
have the biggest
had,
line.
They really had the one of the longest lines. But the one place that we did get in was Circa. There was a Circa down there.
Yeah.
So we got in, and it was awesome, man. Everyone was so happy. It's amazing. It's amazing to be in a city when everyone's rooting
when
for the same team, and and everyone's so happy, and the cops don't even care, man. So people,
no, they know.
People could be doing
what can they do? Yeah,
they
what can they do?
Anything.
Yeah,
they're,
unless you control, they can't do anything.
No.
So, this is how we do it. Unless they're burning stuff, that's when they step in.
Yeah. Unless you're partying on the campus of UMD, that like you're gonna be fine.
Yeah,
so.
We're good.
Yeah, no but, couches burned that night.
No.
Yeah, but it was fun. It was so much fun, man. And I kind of in the moment I really did think of you guys, and I kind of wish that we all had a chance because I know how much we were like watching them every single night, and we were tweeting, and we're on social media, and we're texting back and forth. That I felt it was only right that we were there together.
I felt like I was there with
and,
you. Yeah, I know. We saw footage.
But a lot of footage. But it was so much fun, man.
Yeah, I imagine.
But I
thank you for taking the pictures and sharing that whole thing with us because, you know, standing on a tarmac, it kind of sucks. Just, you know, trying to feel the feelings, but like there's only so much you can do. But like, what am I going to do? Quit my job and say I'm going to go the Game 7 watch party?
Yeah.
The free Game 7 watch party? Yeah. You know, in hindsight, I would have preferred that. But it was cool seeing it through your lens.
Yeah. And it was way more people than I expected, given that it was a rainy Wednesday night.
I heard it was sold out. Like they were.
Oh
like,
yeah, they were
all
sold
the,
out.
All the tickets were sold out.
Even like prior to the game even starting, like the bullpen was packed.
Yeah, of course.
Wild Wings was packed.
When do we ever have a Game 7 where we're like we're especially after the Game 6, you just felt the momentum. Like hey, there's a chance.
Yeah.
So anything you happen in
I'm
Game 7.
I'm here for Game 5 of the Mystics.
When else are we gonna have this opportunity? Shout out to the Mystics.
After the game though, I tried to rush the store to get all the
apparently
champion
somebody
merch.
Else did.
Yeah. Like dude, that line was freaking insane because it almost felt like everyone in Nats Park went straight to the store to get
of
all
course.
The camps merch.
So they had the merch waiting.
They had it.
Yeah. Holy.
In addition to that, they had the newspaper printed.
Oh
you,
nice.
You could have bought the newspaper, but there was a line for that too.
What happened to all the Houston championship gear? There's a very it's a very direct path we can go with this joke, but I'm not going to go down here. It's the path of least resistance. I'm
but
not
I saw
going
I saw that night you actually went out to
I went,
Dick's,
I,
right?
I told my wife,
Jack's
I'm
all
going.
About Dick's at that hour.
Yeah. I went. At that time, yeah, it's all about that. So when I walked in, so the reason why I went there that night was because I after the Caps.
I got Dick's in there. Huh?
Hey, it's 12:30. Y'all got Dick's. Because after the Caps win, like, I went to the Dicks on my way to work.
Yeah.
And it the day after they won the cup, and I walked in, and they were like, "Yeah, you should have been here the night of, because we were open till 2. I was like, "What are you talking about?" They go, "Well, we had people here out the door that night." Yeah. I was like, "Dang!" So I learned my lesson, and I told our boy Doyle, and I was like, "Yo, I'm going right now," and he's like, "Yeah, you should go." And
I'll see you there, fam.
Yeah, I was like,
"Was he there?"
No, he was in Bowie or something. I don't know. But I went right away, and it was like the parking lot was packed. And
you're kidding.
I swear to God. And they had all the gear on, like a long like buffet table, right? And they just had sweaters, the hats, the pennants. Bats, like you had koozies, everything. And you know, once you got into the line, it took another another 45 minutes.
What time did you
get
home with your merch?
I got out the door at 1, so I didn't get home till like 1:30, and then I didn't go to bed till like 1:45, 2 o'clock. So
that's about when I was watching the recorded version of innings 7 through 8.
Yeah.
So kudos to you for sticking it out. I will say, watching those innings play out, the tears did like kind of well up a little bit.
Yeah,
it's been a while since AJ has cried, but like from watching it on the tarmac as the third out was being recorded, like little creeper, and then I rewatched innings 7 through 8, and I'm like, God damn it, it's coming back. But I've actually gone back and watched it again when they like say it's been a week. The Nationals Twitter said it's been a week since they won the World Series, and I watched it again. I was like, shit, it's happening.
It's happening. Why is this happening?
I gotta get my composure back, but this is gonna be like, it hasn't quite hit 100% yet, but eventually it will. I think it will hit sometime in December when all of my merchandise comes in from the Fanatics website.
You bought it?
Yeah, because there's a small shortage of Nationals gear Columbia, South Carolina. So I was patient enough. I have to say, the hat sucks.
Yeah, the World Series.
The
hat.
World Series hat. Blows
the ones they wore on the field, the black one,
just
terrible,
awful.
Just awful.
So the fact that I got dibs on the ones that say World Series champions now, like other ones had World Series on it, these ones say World Series champions. So I'm glad I waited it out. So I'm king shit. You are for having all your shit on you as we speak.
Everything you bought,
everything
is on you.
Every Nationals item he's ever bought is currently on his.
Not
bodice.
Really. There's another one.
Oh,
there's more.
But I credit to you for waiting it out. But I can't wait for Christmas Eve to roll up when I'm gonna have all my shit. You know what?
It's on back order.
Yeah, exactly. Come to think of it, I'm not gonna be in town for Christmas Eve, and it's just gonna be sitting on my front doorstep for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I had a world war in the. I really like the parade hats. The ones that
Because
I didn't like the one at the store. I went in for the red with the curly W and the World Series champs on the side, and they didn't have those. They had probably the ones that you're talking about.
Terrible.
So I was like, no, I'm not buying those.
I actually bought it, and I'm going to return it. I don't like it. I know, because it's nice because it is a new era hat, but it's one of the curved ones. It's the one size fits all.
Now.
Yeah, so.
3930, is it?
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I like these.
Doesn't even matter. Yeah.
So I was looking for that. You know, there was a lot of high fives, obviously, there as well. People were cheering.
That night?
Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
So yeah, we all had a great time celebrating in our own way.
We need to wrap up this celebration here and now. I'm not even going to go into the Strasbourg known conundrum.
I think that's
fodder for another day.
Yeah.
I think we need to close out the celebration the way that we should.
Celebration!
Oh, yeah.
It's hard booze. Great. I don't give a shit if Ice is sick. This is Whistle Pig, straight rye, 10-year. I think that's about the time we've been waiting for them to actually get to this point.
Correct.
Because they drafted Stras in 10.
Oh, 10?
2010. 10 or 9?
Yeah.
And, 09? Whatever.
They've just been kind of languishing ever since. They've had varying degrees of success, and now we've reached the pinnacle. So I will say cheers to the Nationals. Cheers to you boys for sticking it out with this team through the ups and downs. So I say Schlante, as Conor McGregor says.
What?
Schlante?
Schlante?
Yo, Sriracha?
Yeah, I want some of that.
Cheers, boys.
Mm. Ah.
I didn't slam it. Was I supposed to slam it?
It's going. It's fire coming out of my nose.
That is tasty, though.
It's very good.
I feel like this is more of a sipping whiskey, right?
Yeah. We should have sipped it.
Yeah. Kudos to you boys for slamming it the way that you did.
Okay. That wasn't supposed to happen.
Ah! You guys want some hot sauce?
No.
Okay. So do we even want to talk about the other DC sports teams?
No.
They need to bring up their game. I did like the celebration that the Nats had at Cap 1.
God, that was heroic.
That was great.
We don't have to go too far into it, but I think...
Shirts were taken off.
They did a good job like cosplaying the Caps celebration throughout DC. They couldn't do the exact same thing, like swimming in fountains and like just getting blackout drunk at other events, but it was a sight to behold, so... Credit to those guys for even trying. That was a crazy. I have to imagine a crazy week from leaving Houston all the way till like this week.
Yeah, they got the heroes welcome at the airport, and then they came home to the parade, and from there,
Did you have any intention of going to the parade?
I did.
Yeah,
I did. And because of the
walking
the
little, pneumonia said, "Nah, I'm good."
No,
nah, because fam, of the
I can't pass it 250,000 people.
The baby shower at the house. I had a long list of things to do around the house. So
we haven't played Baby Shark on this. You know what? Never mind.
No, we're not gonna play it.
Baby shower, do. Okay, so that's why you didn't go. Okay, well, you know, understandable, and I think we can put a pin in it now. You didn't go to the parade.
Nope.
I wasn't in town.
I had other plans.
Exactly. So all good. We can let the celebration stop.
Thank you. Thanks, Nats.
Thank you, Nationals. Thank you, Mike Rizzo.
Great season.
Great memories.
I'll stop mother effing Davey Martinez.
This whole October has been awesome.
Yeah. I lost a lot of sleep.
So did I, dude.
It was so worth it, man.
I'm running on 4 hours of sleep right now.
Every night, yeah.
So we were ill-prepared for our lives after this whole Nats thing. I'm ill-prepared for what we're about to discuss now.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I got a random message from Ice in our Slack chat about the Big O and Duke show. So they had an event before I left. It was the Friday before I left. It involved asses and beers and ass beers. But I'm not sure how I factor into this this controversy. So I'll defer to you. You pulled some audio. Like I'll leave it to you to drive us here.
Sure. So let me see.
We got 17 minutes.
17 minutes. All right. Oh my God. What's going on, man?
I threw the cap to the whistle pig across the room.
It's fine. Go ahead.
All right. So let me paint this picture, right? So, let's see. Where should I start? Oh, so we've been doing the show for about what? A little over a year, right?
Yeah.
What do I drink every night?
What do I
drink every time we record?
Vodka.
Yes,
vodka.
So every time I come here, you know, I always have my vodka soda, and when I go to Asian John's cabinet, I always have my go to glass. Mm-hmm. You know, So there's this glass I always go to.
There can only be one.
It's a Matt Fox collab with one of the podcasts that we support. It's the Beagle and Dukes. So you were there, right?
He's very emotional.
Did you get a glass
this.
Too?
I can't remember.
I can't remember if you got one too. Whatever. But at home, I have one of these. So every time I have a beer at home, I always drink it in this glass. This is my go-to glass. When I come here to the show, I see that he has one too. So it's a part of me that I feel like
it's part of someone else now.
this is my go-to glass for beverages when I'm doing the show. Every single week when I come here to the show and John has like the ice in the bucket and he has the glasses out, there's always the Big O and Duke glass with the Matt Fox on it.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, you know, that's what I use at home. I see it here. That's my go-to.
It's your whoopee. I get it. Go on.
So about a week ago, you know, listening to said podcast, I was expecting, oh, you know, they're doing a special edition Friday episode, which is awesome. And, you know, hearing the bit that they're going to do with this this whole ass beer bit, you know, I thought
it's whole thing. It's if you're not read in on this, like, it's so hard to explain. Like,
I thought it's going to be hands down hilarious. And
it was. It was actually really
And it really was. And it really was. Exactly. And then. There was some details that came out that just hit a little closer.
Okay, get to the details already.
So listen, let's listen to this clip.
There are now glasses here. That's the update.
Wait a minute. No. I know where that glass. Those are the same glasses.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They're not.
Where else would the Mad Fox glass come from, Brad?
I will tell you. If you give me a chance to talk.
Throw those both in the recycling.
Do not throw those.
I'm not touching
those. They're not from here. Dukes.
The Mad Fox one needs to go in the recycling right now because that's 700 years old. That place isn't even in business anymore.
Do not throw it in the recycling.
The recycling.
Agent John just went home and got it.
The way you think you think you would feel comfortable.
Yeah. And I will not touch the rim of the glass because.
Please don't get the rim in the asshole.
I won't.
The rim in the asshole.
Jester, I'm going to need you to confirm that the goddamn rim did not touch his rim. I'm going to puke.
All right.
Now, come look at this beer. I'm going to throw up.
If you go too close, Trav, you're going to be on camera if you go too close.
Oh my God.
What's in the beer? What's in the beer?
What's in the beer? Do you really want to know, Oscar Santana?
It's an ass hair.
It's an ass hair. In my glass. In the Mad Fox glass that I use every week when I come here to drink. I was like, that's my go-to.
You threw it away, right?
It's tainted now.
Where is the glass now?
Oh, yeah. Where is the glass?
Okay, I'm going to reveal how much of a fraud this guy is right here, right now. You hear from the audio that Chad is vociferous about not using the Mad Fox glass because of the age on the cup. And I'll give you two caveats. Number one, he didn't want the Mad Fox glass. There was a Mustang Sally glass.
What?
Yes!
That's the one he used?
Yes!
Thank you!
Yes!
Thank you!
Yes! Yes! Take that, beer tender!
Is that really the one he used?
It was.
Yes!
Oh!
Yes! 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 It wasn't made clear which one he decided to use.
No, I didn't know. Like, I knew.
Just assumed he went with the Mad Fox.
I knew the Mustang one was there. I was there at the show, obviously, so I knew which glass was used.
So he went with...
But the two glasses were there, so Chad was vociferously against using the Mad Fox one because it was old, and two, because of its shape. If you know the glass,
yeah,
it's not a traditional pint glass. It has angles to it, I think it's like an IPA glass.
Yes, yes.
So
very top heavy.
So to further assuage your concerns, I have multiples of that glass.
Oh, okay.
I only
Thank
brought
you,
one.
Sir.
So your ass, your mouth has not pressed the flesh with grabbed t-shirts cornhole.
I was like, how dare you, man?
I you know what? That was in the back of my mind. It's like, there's one of two things. Like, one, he could be trying to piss off Liam, or two, he could be upset that I used the cup that he likes. So I'm glad it was option two, and I'm glad I could put the fire right away. But
That's so great to hear. Sorry, Liam.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there was ass hair in there.
Yeah. What happened to the glass?
Yeah, happened to that
I
one?
Have donated that glass to science. It will not darken these doors, and that you can hold me to. I will not take that glass back.
Oh, man.
Had a lot of fun that night, but I'm not so much of a mark for the show that I'm going to take back the glass and, you know, like have it on the show.
There's just not enough soap that can wash all that beer out of that.
Not at all.
It's an ass beer at this point.
You spike it like how I did on my birthday that one year. Like, bam, just on the floor.
That's the only way.
That's the only way.
To exercise the demons of what occurred that evening. Yeah. So.
You just made my night.
Skin to glass.
Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome, sir. I would never do you wrong. Liam, different story.
Yes.
You.
Yes.
We're going to toe the line.
Okay.
I will make sure that you would drink from clean drinking vessels from this point forward.
He's going to bring that ass glass back home.
I didn't know what was going to happen to it.
Can I tell you, it was a shit show from the start. So I was tasked with going to get glasses. I could have gone home to get it first, or I could have gone to the TJ Maxx because they gave me the card to go get it. And I figured, okay, they're probably going to feel better if I go get the glasses from a store fresh and clean. So I ran to TJ Maxx as the show started. Dead sprint. I just finished.
Oh, you weren't even there when it started.
No. So I just came from the gym, and they said, hey, we need glasses. Why would they have the glasses ready? So I grabbed the card. I run out the door, and they start the show. Dead sprint down the street. The freaking TJ Maxx is close enough, but not so close where I don't break a sweat. So I'm doing the whole bit, and I'm checking. Lo and behold, this is the 1 week of the year that TJ Maxx does not have regular and pint glasses. I can show the photo. Like, they have like the fancy ones you throw in the freezer that are all curved,
oh, God.
And like nothing that would fit the traditional pint glass format. So I decide, okay, the show started. I gotta bail out right here. So I text them as I'm running, and I tell them no glasses, going home to get more. So I run home and grab glasses out of the shelf. Make sure they're clean. Make sure it's not the one that he has. His whoopee. So I think I covered all the bases. There will be no contamination as far as I can see.
Thank you, sir.
There may be some hurt feelings continuing on.
Sorry, beer tender.
Yeah, from the whole the ghost of Liam incident.
Yeah.
It's a bad time to be Liam, but we digress. We'll make it up to him eventually.
Well, awesome. Well, that makes me feel a lot better. Thank you.
Drink up, pal. Bottoms up. It's perfectly fine. How much time we got left?
Nine.
Under 10?
Yeah, okay. Okay, so I think we navigated the ass beer issue fairly sufficiently. I don't want to monopolize the entire show, or the rest of this show. Do you guys want to talk about my trip out of town?
No, let's finish up with your trip. I want to hear about
okay,
your trip.
Okay, so it started with me missing Game 7 on the tarmac in Columbia, which, you know, this is my life. This is the life I chose. So I was going there for a work situation, and I'm a dumbass. Let me just make that clear now. Obviously, my travel arrangements kind of indicate that, but I decided to book an Airbnb in the city I know nothing about. I read the thing in this description on Airbnb that said cozy cottage.
Cozy.
In the Five Points district of Columbia that has access to bars and restaurants. I'm like, That's to my liking. That's something that everybody our age would be into. So and you know, it's fairly affordable. Actually, really affordable.
He went to another district of Columbia.
Click twice. Make sure that I got that.
It's
bad
not
boy
the district of
in.
Champions, though.
It is not. It was a district of despair. If I'm being perfectly honest. So that whole thing plays out with the game. I get my bags, I get the rental car, and I start driving to the place. I'm like, oh man, Columbia's awesome, dude. Like, I'm driving through the middle of campus of USC, the University of South Columbia, or South Carolina. There you go. Whatever place I'm in. Like, this place is awesome. Like, it's new, developed. They got like fast food places up. Like, I've never seen a Marco's Pizza ever in my life. They got a million commercials on TV, but it's there in the flesh. It's right there. I'm like, man, this is awesome. Keep going. I go past all this cool shit. Like, man, this is great. Wait. The cool shit has started to fade into the background. I'm like, all right, it's getting really dark now. Okay. The GPS says I got to turn here. Oh, man, this is a really dark turn.
Dark turn, dirt road?
Not quite dirt road, but
close.
But desolate, I would say. The activity died. Nobody died on my watch, but like the buzz and the lights just started like to go away as I turned to the neighborhood, and I realized the cozy cottage that has been described on Airbnb is probably an old shack that was dropped into the middle of an open lot in a dimly lit neighborhood in Columbia, South Carolina. Like, this is a shack, and that's generous by shack's privileges or descriptions. So there's that. It's a duplex, so it has two units in it. So I roll up to the door, and it's got painter's tape on the lockbox, and it's two units. I'm in the South. Everybody's got guns in the South. If I try to open the wrong unit, someone's gonna bust a shotgun through the door and say, "Hey, this ain't your unit, pal." So I have this in the back of my mind. I managed to get the lockbox open eventually, and I walk into what can only be described as the set piece for the film. What's the one? Saw. There we go.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
What?
Like, it's just musty, like, everything. like popcorn ceilings. Like,
oh, that's even worse.
The kitchen adjoins to the bedroom, which also adjoins to the bathroom. Like, they just all intersect into this vertex of hell that I'm going to have to spend the next 8 nights in.
And this is different from the Airbnb.
Like the description.
All the descriptions and the photos that you've seen.
I've started to draft the Airbnb review. And
oh, please.
Yeah, I'll share that with the listening audience. But I think I mentioned that whomever took the photos in this room has like a doctorate in good angles. Like they studied. They knew what to cut out and what to keep in. Like goodness. Nothing of the ceiling. No exterior shots to save your life. They don't picture the condenser well that's in the middle of the bedroom, which is basically just like a hole in the floor and like a grate on top of it where they just collect the condensation from the air conditioning unit.
You kidding me?
Yeah. What? So I flicked the HVAC unit on to a respectable 70 degrees. And then all of a sudden I hear the drips. It says drip, drip, drip. Drip. Eventually, it's the entire night. It sounds like it's raining in the middle of my bedroom. God.
This is awesome.
It's again, the neighborhood is the backdrop. Like, I'm slightly terrified about the neighborhood, but then also like I'm in the murder house, and I start doing recon. I'm like, okay, it's kind of bad in here where I'm occupying the space. So I start patrolling the area. I walk to the windows, make sure that there's a deadbolt that's closed.
Lock every door and
make
every
sure
window.
That works. Yeah. Yep. So I start patrolling. I look through the windows and notice there are no actual locks on the windows. You know those things that fasten at the top where you're
correct.
Like, okay, yeah.
So the windows just go up and down.
Not necessarily. Their security device. Catch this. High speed. This is a new wave. And they took a metal screw and jammed it right in between the gap between the top pane and the bottom pane.
That works.
That it worked for some of them, except for the ones that they forgot. So,
oh my god.
So I'm this by this. Oh, so when I didn't even tell you guys when I arrived at the place. It was 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh god.
And as I'm pulling into where my Airbnb is. There's just someone walking in the middle of the damn street.
What is Mrs. AJ thinking?
She was very perturbed the following day when I she had fallen asleep by that point. But I think as I settled into my the outdated futon that was starting to crack from the used polyurethane leather, I was like, by the way, here's the address where I'm at in case shit happens. I love you. Good night.
Oh, she wasn't there with you.
No. Oh. I showed up first, days in advance, and she was coming later.
Got it.
So I just gave her a fair warning, like, this isn't what I signed up for, by the way. Here's where I am in case you don't hear from me within the next 24 hours. So I eventually, after the Nationals high has died down and I realize I'm going to have to, like, get a sharp object and put it next to the bed, I settle in for the night, make sure I lock all exterior doors, and I keep myself facing the window so I can just make a swift exit in case it comes to that. So,
and does any of this have to do with like you being a skinflint?
Perhaps. But there was
the guy going to Airbnb and just like filter by lowest to highest.
I mean,
yeah, that's his default filter.
Okay, so that was the right? initial sorting.
Ah!
Say, okay, but I did filter by users with like a higher rating.
Okay.
So I think there's the super host and
super hose
host.
The super hose loves staying there.
If I wanted super hose, I think I could have got it in that location. But this one actually had decent, like good reviews, like I think 4 and above. So and they were pretty kind, except it would have served me well if I clicked more and found out what else they were saying, because there was like the first 4 lines that were very like happy and cheery, and then the rest were just like this is where you go to die. So
that's where you let Airbnb know, like, hey,
yeah,
man, your
yeah.
algorithm sucked.
Yeah, the howitzer is coming out for this one. So it was not the best foot to start off on in a trip that could have actually big consequences to this show specifically. But I made the adult decision. I said, I have no reasonable expectation that the company's going to foot the bill for me getting a second hotel room, but I would feel better going somewhere else.
Did you leave?
I went and did my first day of work in Colombia. I came back and found that the window curtain in the living room area had inexplicably fell off the wall. Just fell off. I thought perhaps maybe somebody came through to clean the joint. Not the case. The damn thing just fell off the wall. So I said, you know what, that's the nail in the coffin that I can't bear it anymore.
Hopefully not your coffin.
Exactly. It won't be my coffin. So I made the call. They didn't pick up initially, but I had left a message and said, hey, I'm just not comfortable staying here any longer. By the way, your curtain fell off the wall. So you guys can come fix it. But, you know, I'm going to break camp. I found a lovely hotel in not a demonstrably better part of town, but it's a hotel. Like, you could only get better from where I came from. So it was actually a great stay from that point forward. So I made the switch. They eventually called me back and showed no interest whatsoever in the reasons why I left, which is fine with me, kind of, until I dropped this review on their asses. But that was, I guess, leg one of the Columbia tour for old AJ. We can get into
the rest. Were you still responsible for paying for your
the remainder
stay?
Of the yeah. balance.
No, I paid it up front. Yeah.
So you just walked away.
I said, it's not worth it. It's just not worth it. Like, it was closer to work, but, like, do I want to sleep in fear for 8 nights? Like, just, like, it would have been white knuckle. Not even, I haven't even spoken about the other shit about the bed and the weird moisture stains on the wall. Like, I don't want that for 8 more nights. And you know, I regard myself as a professional. I can't be professional if I'm up for, like, every other hour of the night, like, 1 hour sleep going into work. No, it's not worth the squeeze. So I'll bite the bullet in this case. And lesson learned.
Don't sort by lowest to highest.
$40 a night on Airbnb is not worth it, kids.
$40 a night? You didn't understand that, baby.
Come on, man.
Are you insane?
Come on, man.
Oh, my God.
4-star reviews, okay. Man. I don't know what to tell you. No, that's your fault.
I don't put that on Airbnb.
That's why. Yeah,
I put that on you.
But I will show
$40.
You. $40 I will show you the pictures.
No, nowhere is $40 a night.
In this town? It's still competitive.
$40 a night, man?
It's competitive.
No.
Jeez, man. There's no way.
There's more where that came from. Okay, well, that was that was a mouthful. That was a lot. But
$40 a night. I can't imagine where you could find $40 a night.
Not here. You'd be surprised. If you looked at housing prices in this market, it seems fairly reasonable.
Yeah?
But
jeez.
We'll get to that. But yeah, I'll be glad to share more as we endeavor on.
Well, hey, man, I'm glad you're alive and you're
Thank
here
you.
to tell that story.
I'm alive to receive my Nationals gear in the next quarter, I think. I don't know, perhaps.
Probably.
At the end of the year.
We'll see, yeah.
I still haven't gotten mine.
Shocker, I can tell.
Yeah.
I think you need another hot toddy, sir.
Sir.
Yeah, all right. Well, good to see you boys again. I know for you listening folk, there wasn't a gap, but... I don't know. I fell.
I don't know.
I fell into the gap myself after this whistle pig. So,
all right. Well,
I'm just thinking about the murder house now. So my brain has stopped. Thank you. Okay. We'll see you guys next week. Ciao.
Peace.
Later.